Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest is considered by many one of the most accurate prophets they know. He has seen the near future of the world, and he says it's mandatory you know what's coming so you can prepare. Anyone interested in knowing what's coming? I know I am.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Are there hidden forces of darkness trying to block God's blessings for your life? Do angels exist, providing us with supernatural protection, disarming our enemies? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Now, my guest is Lauren Sanford, and you may recognize his last name because his parents are like household words in the charismatic movement, John and Paula Sanford. And Lauren, you were telling me that the last two presidents, President Trump and President Obama, you not only knew they were going to win before the election.
Yes.
But you knew details about them and details about their term. But you were telling me about, and this is important, you were telling me about a dream you had about President Obama.
Yes. In this dream, I was in a shopping mall, and President Obama was there to, he was going to express his grief to the nation over the shootings that have been going on. And so I'm walking through the shopping mall, and I come to the place where the where the filming is going to go on, and so I'm filled with this overwhelming love and impetus from the Lord to go up to Obama, take his hand, and I walked right past the Secret Service guy, and take his hand and say, "Mr. President, would it be all right if I stood with you as you make this announcement to the nation?" And he began to weep in this dream. He began to weep and grabbed hold of my hand like a drowning man, like, "Oh, please." And so I told the stagehands, "Please remove the podium so that we can be seen standing together before the nation in this grief," and they could see the love. And I said, "Lord, what was that all about?" And the Lord said, "There is a mandate for the church in this hour if we're going to have the effect that we're called to have. In these days to come, we are going to have to learn to love with the love of the Father, even the people that we have hated the most, particularly our politicians." You know, we didn't really pray for Barack Obama, did we? And we paid for that.
Most evangelicals.
Yes,
did not.
Most evangelicals did not. And so I've given a call that we must pray for President Trump.
Now, you heard so many details about the administrations, especially the one in now. But in 2015,
yes,
God told you about the corruption. What did
yes.
he say?
Yes. The Father just said to me very clearly that we were going to see an exposure of corruption at such a level and to such a degree in this nation that it would rock the nation. And at first, I wondered if I was wrong, because it didn't happen right away. But now we're seeing it unfold. We're seeing it begin to erupt. I saw it almost like a boiling pot of yucky stuff.
You also had a word about natural disasters and the new ministries that will evolve.
And we've reached a point in mankind's history when the earth can no longer bear up under the accumulated sin of mankind. And it's reacting. And so we're seeing, I mean, people will say climate change is because of, you know, carbon dioxide and all that. No, the earth is reacting to the sin of mankind. And so we have a historic eruption going on in Hawaii. We've had fires and historic droughts in California. We're seeing an increase in hurricanes. We're seeing a lot of climate change going on. We're going to see more of it.
So you're saying that all these horrible things that many say is the judgment of God, it's just the earth reacting to that accumulated sin.
Exactly. The universe operates by law. You know, there's what you sow, you reap. You know, that's law. It's not one law. The foolishness of mankind is we think that there's one law for the universe, you know, for the physical universe, and another law spiritually, so that we can do whatever we want morally or spiritually, and that somehow doesn't affect us. But it's the same law both places. You know, that if you jump off the roof of a house, you're going to die or break your legs. If you sin, something dies, or something is polluted, or something is, you know, and it's the same thing with the earth. We have sown so much pollution spiritually and morally into the earth that the earth must react.
Okay, when the earth reacts and we see what's going on now and what's coming, what is God going to do with ministries?
Yeah, with ministries, here's what I believe. I believe, first, that He's going to raise up ministries of compassion. Because this is the hour for Christians to shine with love in every aspect. I mean, the revelation of the hour is the Father's love. If we don't get hold of that, we're missing the whole thing. The whole world knows what we hate. They need to know what we love. You know, historically, the Christians won the Roman Empire by loving. Not by condemning, not by judging, but by loving. And so we're called to be those who are known for their love. So we're going to see ministries of compassion rising up out of the Christian community. I also believe that there are certain areas of the nation and the world that are what I would call cities of refuge. There's been tremendous
work. I'll tell you what, hold that thought. When we come back, he had a literal vision of what's going to happen between now and I believe it was 2020. I want to hear about it. Be right back. Amen.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So tell me about the vision of the four sticks.
Yeah, the vision of the four sticks. It was right after the election, 2016, and we were having one of our prayer meetings in our church. And I'm not one who normally gets visions, and so when I get a vision, I pay attention because it's not the normal for me. Usually I just know things. And so I had this vision of four sticks standing up, and the fourth one was bending over like this. And I said, Lord, what is that? And the Lord said, you, the church, have 4 years in which to prepare. And I saw that in the fourth year, there was a bending. I understood at the same time that if that represents 3.5 years, that corresponds to the 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry on earth. And at the end of that 3.5 years, not only was he crucified, but two things happened. One, the Holy Spirit was poured out in tremendous power on the day of Pentecost, and the disciples went out, the apostles went out to win the world, and the church just exploded. So there was a tremendous outpouring of the Spirit. And the other thing was there was a tremendous outpouring of persecution. And so what I'm seeing coming, and it may not be, well, let me finish that in a minute. What I'm seeing coming is darkness. It's an Isaiah 60 thing. Darkness is coming, and deep darkness will cover the peoples. But at the same time, the nations and kings will come to the brightness of your rising. And I believe that we're living on the threshold of that time, that we're living on the threshold of a time when Holy Spirit will be poured out in glory, I think, to overshadow Pentecost, greater than Pentecost, to affect more people than Pentecost. And we need to be ready for that. This is our time right now. Under Obama, we had someone who did not favor the church and did not favor Israel. God deals with his people according to their relationship with him. He deals with the nations according to how they treat his people. And under Obama, we had a lot of trouble. One of the reasons we had such trouble was that Obama did not favor the church, and he was really an enemy of Israel. Under Trump, no matter what else anybody may think of him, he favors the church, and he favors Israel. And I would say to people, do not underestimate the spiritual significance of moving our embassy to Jerusalem. One of the reasons we're enjoying such a period of increased prosperity right now isn't just the economic policies of Trump. It's that God's hand of favor is on us because of those things. Now, what happens at the end of this 4 years, the 3.5 years corresponds with the heat of the next election, the next election cycle, the campaign.
Yeah.
And we need to pray because, in reality, prophecy is very seldom cast in stone. It's conditional. It's conditional upon whether we pray or whether we repent or what we choose to do. And I believe that that vision that I had with the fourth year, I believe that this period of favor can be extended if we pray. We need to pray for this president. And if we do, I believe we can extend this period of time.
If we don't, what do you foresee? What has God shown you?
If we don't, then I believe that Trump may not be reelected. If he is not reelected, we will see a backlash from the extreme left that will begin again to destroy our civil liberties, that will resume the slide of our nation into corruption. That's what I believe, and it won't be pretty. It won't be pretty. I mean, there's been a rising wave of hatred.
Do you know what I believe?
Yeah.
I believe that if everyone in the studio audience and everyone watching right now would add one more prayer to the prayers they pray every morning. And this is the prayer. Lord, I pray that President Trump would have wisdom from on high to govern this nation for freedom of the gospel.
Amen.
So that this whole world can come to the knowledge of the living God.
Amen.
Add that prayer.
Amen.
If you'll do that, we can delay and delay and delay, and I'm going to live a long time, but I just as soon it be delayed.
Absolutely.
Well, when we come back, I want you to tell me about what is ready to happen. It's the greater glory, and he says you have to prepare for what's going on, and I'll give you a clue. Here is what is not the preparation. Guns, food, and water. That's not in his paradigm.
Amen.
We'll be right back.
Amen.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Lauren Sanford's Prophetic Outlook Package, which includes his revelatory book, Visions of the Coming Days, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Prophetic Forecast for the Future, plus his bonus audio CD, The Coming Glory. This is an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9554. In his revelatory book, Visions of the Coming Days, Lauren Sanford reveals the heart of the Heavenly Father and the hope of glory for the body of Messiah, even as the world around us continues to spiral out of control. Lauren has discovered a parallel between the days of the prophet Amos and what is happening on earth today. A rejection of the Word of God, a focus on self-centered prosperity and riches, unrepentant. The judgment that came upon Israel in the days of Amos the prophet could happen now if we do not turn back to God. This is not a prophetic book of gloom and doom, but shares about the coming outpouring of God's Spirit and His glory that will usher in a season of signs, wonders, and miracles like we have never seen before. Through his three-part audio CD teaching, Prophetic Forecast for the Future, Lauren lays out the prophetic outlook for 2018 and beyond. questions will be answered, like, what is the prophetic significance that exists as a result of President Trump moving the United States Embassy to Jerusalem? Will Donald Trump continue to be president for a second term? Lauren reveals three essential kingdom keys that help you benefit from this special season of blessing, favor, and increase. On his bonus audio CD, The Coming Glory, Lauren reveals that the glory of God is coming upon the church in such a way where healings break out without anyone laying hands on you. Included are Lauren's decrees and anointed prayers for you to receive your healing, and so that you will be a partaker of this coming outpouring of God's greater glory. Don't miss out on getting Lauren Sanford's Prophetic Outlook Package, which includes his revelatory book, Visions of the Coming Days, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Prophetic Forecast for the Future, plus his bonus audio CD, The Coming Glory. This is an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9554. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9554 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, Lauren had abdominal surgery, and he had a visitation from an angel. This interests me. Tell me about that, this Dr. Angel.
Yeah, well, this one was crazy.
Meshuggah, we just call it.
Yeah, well, what had happened is I'd had 6 inches of colon removed. It was a colon resection because of diverticulitis. And, you know, doctors will lie to you about how long you're going to be laid up. You know, they'll say 2 weeks, add 50%. And so 3 weeks after that, I'm lying in bed. I'm still in tremendous pain. And I think I was about three quarters awake and lying on my bed. And I look over to the bedroom door. And in the bedroom door, suddenly, in multicolored armor instead of the whole white. And he came over to my bed and he took a knife and stabbed it into the place where the pain was. And I was shot through with this tremendous pain, and I sat straight up in the bed, which I hadn't been able to do. And I thought it was a demon, and I started rebuking it. I started saying, you know, get out of here in the name of Jesus. And then I realized, oh, there's no pain. And I didn't have any pain after that. So this crazy angel.
Well, I understand that because of the way God has touched you, that sometimes in your home congregation, you pray and as many as 70% get healed.
I asked my people, because we were talking about healing, and I said, how many of you that are part of this church have experienced a healing while you were here? And I'm guessing 70% of their people, of my people, raised their hands.
Now, I would say there's a lot of glory in his congregation.
I was surprised.
Speaking of glory, you had a vision of the field of oil.
Yeah, and that one just came on me suddenly. It was a sudden sense of this tremendous, heavy, thick love of God. It was a beautiful, sweet anointing, and it was like the Lord was pouring over my head and over the head of the church this thick, thick, thick oil. I mean, we're talking an inch thick, and it rolled down, and when it hit the floor, it began to spread out. And this is what I saw. I saw that what God wants to do in this time, and this is available for any believer that gets ready. Mm-hmm. I saw that God wants to pour such a presence on us, such a glory, such an anointing for healing and restoration, that we so radiate the love of the Father and the presence of God, that when we come in contact with people in the world who've been so deluded to think that darkness is light, when people are exposed to the pure light and presence of Jesus, darkness is exposed to be light. And people say, I want what you have. When people come in contact with my 46-year marriage, your 53-year marriage, and they see the glory that God has put on us, and they look at their own lives, then they begin to say, how did you get there? And then they feel the love flowing off of us. I believe that people ought to, I don't believe that you know, when Peter walked through a crowd, and his shadow fell on people, they got healed just from his shadow. I don't believe that was only for Peter. I believe that's where God wants us to walk. Right. And I believe that if we'll receive it, those kinds of things will happen, that oil will flow off of us.
You talk about essential things in preparation.
Yes.
And one thing you talked about that really hit me, the need for hunger for God.
Yes.
Comment on that.
Yeah, I will comment on that. It's when things get easy, like right now in a season of favor, it's really easy for us to fall asleep. We get lulled. You know, that sometimes I think that prosperity is a poison to the body of Christ. But right now, this season of prosperity is a time to prepare. It's a time to get out of debt. It's a time to seek after God. It's a time to cultivate our hunger for God. I am going to seek after God. That is a decision of my will because I need Him. That's the beginning. I'm not going to ignore my hunger for God. I don't care what I'm feeling. I'm seeking after God. That's a covenant. There are certain covenants I will not renegotiate in my life. One of them is my covenant with my wife. I will never renegotiate that. And the other is my covenant with God. No matter what comes against me, I will not renegotiate that covenant. The second thing, there are three parts to that, I think, and they're so simple, three parts. The second thing is we've got to start hungering after the Word. The two least attended meetings in any church are prayer and Bible study. And I came through the Jesus movement, and I remember everything back then was the Word, the Word, the Word, the Word. You never went anywhere without your sword. And now, Bible study? No, everybody wants an experience. And so we have a whole generation of biblically illiterate Christians who will buy anything that's said to them because they don't know the Word. Yeah. You know, the Word is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit. You put that Word into you and it works. Yes. It begins to change you.
So going back to what you said, if I don't feel like reading the Bible, so what? It's living, it's alive, it's coming into me. If the Word is Jesus,
right,
why would I reject Jesus?
Exactly.
My mother didn't raise a dummy.
Yeah, and on the other hand, I don't care if you're reading it and you don't understand. The words go in there, and your spirit works on them, and eventually the understanding comes out.
You know, there are people watching us right now, and you are like many of my friends. You would like to know God, but you don't. You'd like to hear God, but you don't. You'd like to experience God, but you don't. Say this prayer with me and mean it to the best of your ability, and I tell you, you have given the permission for God to live inside of you and have intimacy with the living God. Repeat out loud, dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes.
I've made many mistakes.
And I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I believe. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Washes away all my sins.
Washes away all my sins.
And I'm clean.
And I'm clean.
And now that I'm clean.
Now that I'm clean.
Jesus, come inside of me.
Jesus, come inside of me.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
You promised to never leave me or forsake me.
You promised never to leave me or forsake me.
And give me the grace.
Give me the grace.
To not walk away from you.
Not walk away from you.
I want to have such a hunger for you, God.
I want to have such a hunger for you, God.
And I am going to willfully.
Willfully.
Seek you with all of my heart.
Seek you with all of my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what that means? It means, so be it. It's finished.
Amen.
Are you prepared for the prophetic events about to take place in America, Israel, and the world? Lauren Sanford is internationally respected for his prophetic integrity, accuracy, and insight. Now he reveals detailed, biblically grounded prophetic vision concerning the future. Are you ready to be used by God for the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit and God's glory the world has ever seen?
These days that are coming are the most glorious days the body of Christ has ever seen. I believe there's a movement of the Spirit coming that will actually be greater than the day of Pentecost, and we get to be part of it.
Call now and get Lauren Sanford's Prophetic Outlook Package, which includes his revelatory book, Visions of the Coming Days, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Prophetic Forecast for the Future, plus his bonus audio CD, The Coming Glory. This is an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9554. In his revelatory book, Visions of the Coming Days, Lauren Sanford reveals the heart of the Heavenly Father and the hope of glory for the body of Messiah, even as the world around us continues to spiral out of control. Lauren has discovered a parallel between the days of the prophet Amos and what is happening on earth today, a rejection of the Word of God, belief in lies, lies and false doctrines, a focus on self-centered prosperity and riches, sexual immorality, unrepentant. The judgment that came upon Israel in the days of Amos the prophet could happen now if we do not turn back to God. Military defeat, economic collapse, restrictions on religious liberties and persecution, an increase of natural disasters, volcanoes, earthquakes, drought, fires. This is not a prophetic book of gloom and doom, but shares about the coming move of God stemming from the Heavenly Father's love that will cause a powerful outpouring of God's Spirit and His glory to usher in a season of signs, wonders, and miracles like we have never seen before. Through his three-part audio CD teaching, Prophetic Forecast for the Future, Lauren lays out the prophetic outlook for 2018 and beyond. Questions will be answered like, what is the prophetic significance that exists as a result of President Trump moving the United States Embassy to Jerusalem? What is next on God's prophetic calendar concerning Israel, America, and the world? Is there any hope for national unity? Will Donald Trump continue to be president for a second term? On this dynamic CD set, Lauren reveals three essential kingdom keys that help you benefit from this special season of blessing, favor, and increase. On his bonus audio CD, The Coming Glory, Lauren reveals that the glory of God is coming upon the church in such a way where healings break out without anyone laying hands on you. Included are Lauren's decrees and anointed prayers for you to receive your healing, to walk under an open heaven, and so that you will be a partaker of this coming outpouring of God's greater glory. Don't miss out on getting Lauren Sanford's Prophetic Outlook Package, which includes his revelatory book, Visions of the Coming Days, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Prophetic Forecast for the Future, plus his bonus audio CD, The Coming Glory. This is an exclusive package for our supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9554. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9554 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I am Tony Kemp, and I have literally been mentored by It's Supernatural program. And now I'm seeing signs, wonders, and miracles on a regular basis. Join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth as I share how you too can have face-to-face encounters with God through the Messiah, Yeshua.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.